presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. While Thorson and Captain Kiesel were celebrating the successful voyage of the submarine's first raiding cruise from the secret base on Thorson's Island, Shanghai Lil, posing as Sasha Dubrov, discloses her real identity to Kitty St. John, with the warning not to recognize her when they meet. In the meantime, Jungle Jim, back in his hideout in the bush after escaping unseen from Thorson's castle, witnesses the cruel flogging administered to one of the native guards by the orders of Big Tom, the overseer. The huge guard, a magnificent physical specimen, is still tied to a large stake, his agonizing appeals for water going unheeded by the single sentry. This cruel and seemingly undeserved treatment of another human decides Jim to attempt a rescue. Also, it might prove mighty valuable to Jim's mission to have as an ally one who should know every nook and corner of Thorson's Island.
Water. Water. Water, please. I give you silver. Why you not talk, you... Give me one drink, I give you. Much silver. One piece gold.
It's not much use, old man. I think that sentry is bribe-proof. But I've got something to make change his mind. Get him out of the way. Here. This vine should make a good swing. Boy, oh boy, if I hit that guy right, well, he should go out like a light. Yeah, that's it. Turn. Turn around now. And on the fifth step, I'll let go. One, two, three, four. Here goes. And that should keep you out of circulation for a while, my lad.
What? Please.
Just a few minutes, you can have all you can hold. Here, let me get these ropes off you.
Take off. Hands, please, first. Much hurt.
Golly, they sure must hurt, all right. Why are they inhuman rats? These are rawhide thongs, and they're put on wet. Can't loosen them. I'll have to cut them off. Now hold still. They're like steel. All the awful things to do to anyone. There. That's one. And there's another.
Thank you, Master.
Now look at these bands off your feet. Let's see. There. That's fine now. Huh? Can you walk?
Yes, Master. I can.
Oh, you fell there. That's what I expected. A natural result from stopping the circulation for so long.
My foot like fire, Master.
Well, just sit down there for a few minutes and rub your ankles. I'll take care of this bird in the meantime. You won't bother anyone for some time yet. But say, throw me over some of that rope, will you? Might as well tie him up anyway. Good shot. Now for you, me hearty. Oh, say, here's a canteen. Now, let me see. Oh, sure, it's half filled. Here you. Here's the drink you were so anxious to get.
Thank you, Master.
Oh, take it easy now, take it easy. You'd be sorry if you drink as much as you want to in a little while.
Look out, Master.
You will you? Suppose I should have tied this guy up. I'll tie him a little more tightly now.
Master, you hit like stone with hand.
You just stay there nice and quiet for now, anyway. We've got to get away from here. It's a wonder someone hasn't been around to investigate by now, eh? Say, what's your name?
Bobo, Master.
Well, come on, Bobo. Let's make tracks. Can you walk yet?
I try. Feel much better. One foot not good, Master.
All right, give me your arm. That's it. Put it over my shoulder. Oh, wait a minute. We better take that guard's rifle. We may need it. They certainly keep their guns in good condition.
Bobo carried gun.
You got all you can do to carry yourself. Here, I'll let you carry the guard's canteen, and I'll take the rifle.
Yes, master.
So tell me, Bobo, how often are the guards inspected?
1 hour each.
We're liable to run into one if we hang around here much longer.
Where we go, master? No can get off island without boat.
We're not leaving the island. Don't have to.
Huh?
I got a hideout in the middle of the bush. No one has ever passed near there since I arrived.
That be chief of guards.
Here, let me carry you. We can't take any chances of that kind of a hornet's nest breaking about our ears now.
Bobo can walk a little bit, master. You go.
Get up here. I need you. Come on now. We're going to do things together.
Even though Jungle Jim effected the rescue of the native who was condemned to death for deserting Thorson's guards, they both had to run for their lives when a sentry discovered that the prisoner had been freed and raised the alarm. Meanwhile, at the castle, Thorson and Captain Kiesel are still gloating over the return and tremendous success of the raiding crews of the submarine, boasting of their ability to outwit the United States Armed Forces at every turn.
I tell you, Kiesel, it's almost too easy. The American Navy. They are a lot of fools.
Fools, yeah. But they do have ships. It's a good thing for us to have been asleep so long. They won't have a real Navy built up for 3 years yet.
Maybe not then. It's the usual story of the inefficiency of a democracy.
Yeah.
A fat politician spouts about his patriotism when he's really thinking of his pocketbook. They talk and talk and nothing happens.
Yeah, when our leader speaks, that word is law.
More and Captain.
One more. And a toast. To the leader. May he grow even more wise.
Well said, Kiesel. To the leader's wisdom. Yeah. Well, Kiesel, what about planning the next trip? Your ship is all refueled and provisioned by now.
We can make the plans all right, but I want to give the crew a couple of days ashore. You know, it's not only a dangerous business, these undersea boats, but it's bearing on the men's nerves and physical condition.
I don't suppose it's a picnic, but that's their job. We don't intend to run a rest farm here between every trip.
And I am just as anxious to get away on the next one as you are to have me go, but the efficiency of the men is of the greatest importance. I have a fine crew, Thorson. All true patriots of the Vaterland. And with proper rest ashore, they are at the peak.
All right, let them fatten up on the island. They must have been very thirsty, though. They've used up 4 barrels of beer and have only been here a day and a half.
Thorson and we have been drinking champagne. Good French wine, too.
Well, now, here are the sailing reports from one of our agents in Maracaibo.
Yeah?
There's about 6 British tankers loaded with high-grade lubrication oil and aviation gasoline.
Yeah, good. Let them load it. They will never unload it. This time we are going to hang the British with our own rope. Blockade. They claim to have invented it well. Now let them die by it.
I've got a surprise for you, Kiesel.
Oh?
And this is really an idea.
What is it?
Here are the weather reports from the meteorological services of one of the South American airlines. They look perfectly innocent, don't they?
Let me see. Cumulus formation at 3,600 feet. Low pressure area extending east and north of Cordillera. Moving at 18 miles per hour. Electrical storm area from Puerto Cabello east.
Well?
A routine weather report. What good is it?
True, it's a weather report, but not routine.
Oh?
Once each day, they give us in code the loading information on every oil tanker destined for Europe.
Oh.
That one tells us there's a 3,600-ton tanker loading at Puerto Cabello, ready to sail on the 18th.
It's wonderful, Thorson. No one would pay any attention to such trash. It's only intended for their own airmen.
Yes, who have orders to ignore the daily weather report at 3 p.m.
Who arranged that avenue of information?
Sasha, my secretary.
Say, she is not only beautiful, but she is useful, too. Congratulations, Thorson. This is wonderful.
It's time for another weather report. Let's see if they have any information today.
Survivors of the tanker have told their complete story to the authorities.
And what was that? Survivors. Tankers.
A news bulletin?
Yes, but the weather report comes in on this wagon.
I wonder what survivors they were talking about.
Well, if you want to know, we'll find out, but I don't want to miss this weather report.
There seems to be little doubt in the mind of the authorities that the SS Shropshire was the victim of one of the mysterious hostile submarines that had been sighted at various times in the Caribbean Sea. It was sunk at 63 degrees, 4 minutes west longitude, 13 degrees, 12 minutes north latitude.
What?
In fact, all available naval patrol vessels have been ordered out on a hunt for the finish. Admiral Smith has been quoted as follows. We will stay on this job till it is completed, end quote. The United States government will not tolerate foreign submarines so near the Panama Canal.
Hey, did you hear that radio flag?
Yes, I heard it. And so did Captain Kiesel, didn't you, Captain?
Yes, of course. It's very disconcerting.
Didn't you tell me there were no survivors?
I don't understand it. Where could they come from? That ship was on fire from stem to stern, and we circled it before we sent that last torpedo into it.
And still, the Navy must have picked up two survivors. This is the kind of bungling that will cost someone his head.
What do you mean, Thorson?
Exactly what I said. You had no right to endanger us all by tacking that ship so near this island.
But I told you there were no survivors to be seen anywhere.
And I tell you, the Navy has two of them right now in the exact location of the sinking, right beside my island. And you have, as far as I am concerned, outlived your usefulness.
You can't talk to me like that, Thorson. I won't have it.
Listen, you stupid dolt. You're lucky I just talked to the likes of you.
Is that so?
I've killed men for less, and the fact that you're still alive now is no guarantee that you'll remain so.
Now listen. Of course it's bad, but it's not bad enough for a quarrel between ourselves.
Certainly not. You act like you were some kind of a god to sit in supreme judgment on everyone.
Oh, both of you against me, eh?
No.
I'll show you who's boss around here. Maybe I am a god as far as you're concerned, Kiesel.
Oh!
Dawson, you're crazy. You can't give it a case. If you just think I am going to listen to you, you're crazy.
Oh,
I'll
let me.
I don't. You do it. That's all. Don't do it.
No. Stop it, Kiesel. Stop it.
I'll stop
you
nothing.
You let go of his throat.
I don't believe it.
You murderer.
Stop.
Oh, Willie, all right. Speak to me.
Sess, you saved my life. I'll never forget it.
Will the naval patrols, with the help of Jungle Jim and the escape guard Bobo, find the secret haven of the hostile submarine fleet? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.